On ABC Radio Hobart, this is Louise Saunders.
As my producer and I were chatting yesterday over ordering coffee here at the cafe at the ABC, I commented that I liked her top. Was it one of her second-hand bargains? No, it wasn't, she said. It came from a mainstream retailer, but she was veering away from that. And to that end, I think it's no small coincidence today we're talking about sustainable clothing. With me, our regular guest, Dr. Louise Grimmer, lecturer in marketing and retail researcher at the Tasmanian School of Business and Economics at the University of Tasmania. I think we're all thinking about it a little more often, aren't we, since the publicity and the attention that's been given to the way and the amount that some of these big retailers pay to source their clothing.
That's right.
Think about it a bit more.
I think so. And I think, you know, this is really quite a serious topic if we stop and think about it, because fashion retailing is arguably the second most polluting industry after the oil industry in the world. And it's not something that you'd probably consider, is it?
No.
But, you know, there are a number of, it's a $25 trillion industry annually. And so there are a lot of significant players in this industry.
Let's talk about the industry. I guess the obvious question is, do you think they care?
Well, look, I think some of them do. So some of the, you know, as I said, it's a $25 trillion industry. And I think I think more and more they're having to care. So, look, obviously they're in business to make a profit. That's what retailing is about, buying and selling goods. But I think more and more as we watch shows like The War on Waste, or we read more widely, or we see movements about, you know, there are a lot of people trying not to buy new things for a whole year, sort of like a competition or a movement. I think retailers are having to care about this because consumers are caring about it. So it's really important. But, you know, some of the problems that we're seeing from, I guess, fast fashion is that we're seeing a lot of problem around water. So manufacturing clothes uses a huge amount of water, and, you know, into that water goes bleach and acids and inks and dyes, and that goes straight into our waterways untreated. And I was reading today that, you know, alarmingly, farmers in China and India can actually predict what the new colour's going to be for the next fashion season by the colour of the water in their farms. And think about also the pesticides that are used on cotton and bamboo. So cotton's the most popular
fabric
that
it's
is
also
used.
It's also a huge user of water too.
Huge user
farming.
Of water and pesticides. And then the other thing that I guess people probably don't think about so much is if you buy clothes that are made from polyester or nylon, you know, they're petroleum-based products. They're basically plastic. They take years to break down, if they break down. And every time we wash them, microfibers are actually coming out of our washing and they're going into the waterways as well.
I didn't realise that.
So there's a lot to think about. And, of course, you know, we saw, I think I was talking with your producer, Sarah, about there were some workers in Turkey last year that sewed some messages into the clothes that they were manufacturing as part of the supply chain for Zara, saying that they had made these pieces of clothing, but they had not been paid. So we do, you know, we're aware of exploitation of workers, but I think a lot of the time when we see cheap products, these sort of issues go out of our minds.
And we have the ability to choose. I was astonished to realise, but it makes so much sense, that there's no second life for fast produced clothing, is there? There's no need for it, desire for it going through the second-hand shops.
No, there's not. And so in Australia, we're one of the world's largest consumer of textiles, so that includes clothes but other textiles as well. And on average, we all buy about 27 kilos of new clothing and other textiles every year. But in Australia, there are 6 tonnes of textiles dumped into the landfill every 10 minutes. And, you know, a lot of the clothes that we do donate to secondhand shops, only 15% of those donations actually make it into secondhand shops. So we might feel that we're sort of doing, you know, a good deed by donating our clothes, but in actual fact, a lot of them don't actually end up.
No.
And as you say, a lot of the fast fashion, it's not actually good enough quality to end up in charity stores. And a lot of charities are now sort of feeling that they're dumping grounds for people to dump clothes, which then just end up in landfill.
I noticed one of the charities in Hobart there on Main Road in Newtown now has video cameras up to perhaps catch some of those people who are just dumping stuff there because it's closer to home rather than taking out to the tip. And they themselves would know that it should go to the tip.
That's right. And, you know, it is amazing. When you, if you're ever out driving on a Sunday sort of late afternoon, the piles and piles of bags that are outside all the charity stores. Mm. So there are a couple that I've driven past in Kingston.
Mm.
People are literally dumping, you know, a lot of the time clothes. I was just sort of thinking about some of the other statistics that were from the War on Waste show, and they surveyed some people, you know, the people they surveyed said that 82% of them had actually donated clothes to a secondhand store or a charity store, but only about 53% of us actually buy secondhand clothes.